Your Treta Yuga, the Sat Yuga, total life cycle of approximately 48 lakh years, whatever. Now, if that is the case, and now the Kali Yuga started just 5,000 years back, and Krishna was there 5,000 years back, so all the people who were there in Sat Yuga and Treta Yuga, so they were not worshipping Krishna? And they were still in the best of times? That I don't understand.
The worship of Bhagavan is nitya, and the worship in all the ages, in all the four ages, there the Bhagavatam is giving the essence of essence. Because what is the Bhagavatam? The Bhagavatam is commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And Vedanta Sutra is the Upanishads. Vedanta Sutra is the essence of Upanishads, and Bhagavatam is a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra and the Upanishads. So that's why when the Bhagavatam starts, the first verse of the Bhagavatam says, Janmad yasya yataha. Janmad yasya yataha. This verse is from Vedanta Sutra. It's 111. It's from the first part, first chapter, verse 1. This is the actual basis. This is the whole basis of the Vedanta Sutra. And from that one verse, Janmad yasya yataha, Vyasadeva gave a commentary of 17,999 verses to prove Janmad yasya yataha. What is the Adi Janma? What is the Adi? What is the beginning source, the beginning point? So that's the Bhagavatam. So the Bhagavatam is the essence of Upanishads. So in the Bhagavatam, there's one verse, and it says, Vedanti tat tatva vidas yad taj gyanam advayam brahmati paramatmati bhagavanti shabhyate. This is verses in Bhagavatam, first canto. This is the essence of all Upanishads. It's explaining that the absolute reality, self-realization, God-realization, whatever you want to call it, is in three equal and positive, three equal ways. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. So in all four ages, Satya, Treta, Dwapar, Kali, people have been worshipping Bhagavan, they've been worshipping Paramatma, and they've been worshipping Brahman. Now, in Kali Yuga, still going on, and also in Satya Yuga. In Satya Yuga, most people were Brahmavadis. They were meditating on either Paramatma or Brahman. So this bhakti as a dharma, bhakti dharma, it's nitya. It's all everywhere in the Shastra. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. This is spoken millions of years ago in Satya Yuga. This verse is spoken in Satya Yuga by Prahlad Maharaj in 7th canto Bhagavatam. Do you know? Shravanam Kirtanam. This is the verse. That means Navaveda Bhakti, Bhagavan Bhakti, Bhagavan Bhakti is from Satya Yuga. His worship is eternal. Every age people are chanting Hare Krishna. In all four yugas are chanting Hare Krishna. In all four yugas are doing Didi Puja. All these things are going on. All these three paths. The Gyan Marg, the Bhakti Marg, the Advaitin Marg, the Yoga Marg, all is there. This is Nitya. Bhagavad Gita teachings are not for Kali Yuga. Therefore, all Nitya Kal. So there it talks karma. There's five different yogas described there in the Bhagavad Gita. Karma Yoga, Gyan Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, and then Patanjali Yoga, then Bhakti Yoga. There's four or five different paths. So there are Nitya. In this particular age, it is Bhagavan's wish. It is Bhagavan's wish that devotional bhakti, the devotional path, bhakti is called Bhakti Upasana, will become prominent. Why? Because the Bhagavatam is telling right now in this verse, Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagyu Padrata. In the Kali Yuga, people are abhadra. They're very unfortunate. And abhagya. They don't have any abhagya. And they don't live long. And they're not very smart. So how can they study Vedanta? The Vedanta Sutra. Tat Tvamasi, Janmad Yasya Yataha, Sarvakal Vidam Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi. How is it possible? What does it mean? I don't know. Scratch your head for 100 years and die. You won't know what it means. So all these bhakti, the bhakti has become prominent. It's been dormant. It's there. It's been practiced. What was being done in Satya Yuga by Prahlad Maharaj? He was a Rakshas. He was an Asur. He was chanting Vishnunam. He was chanting Vishnunam, doing Smara, chanting Vishnunam, having Kirtan with his schoolmates. So this is Nitya. Kirtan is Nitya. But in the Kali Yuga, the Upanishads, the sages who compile the Upanishads, they say in this age, you can try the other things, and people are trying. There's thousands of different movements. But as you quoted earlier, that's from Kali Santarupa, that's from Brihadnaradiya Puran. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalona Steva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatiranyata. And then the very beginning of Kali Yuga, Narada Muni met with his father, Brahmaji. He said, Brahma, you created this thing, you know? You created this whole scene over here. Now it's Kali Yuga, and it's in the Bhagavatam and everywhere in the Vishnu Puran, Guru Puran, it's telling it's very, very bad and very, very sinful, degraded, decadent, and inconceivably bad age, unfortunate age. So how will people get redeemed? How will people get free from their dosh and their all the dosh and problems? So then he said Kali Kama Shanashanam. He said Kali, this is in Kali Santara. Kali Santara Upanishad. He said Kali Kama Shanashanam iti sodashagam namnam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He said in this age of Kali, all this kamash means bad things, dosh, ignorance and sin, it will become nashed, it will become destroyed just by this. Iti sodashakam. Shodashakam namnam. These 16 names. So this Brahma was telling. So therefore, Nam Sankirtan has become the Bhakti Dharma, the Sanatan Dharma of Bhakti in the age of Kali. That's why Tukaram and Guru Govind and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Kabir and every single saint, Namdev, Narasiya Mehta in Gujarat, in Maharashtra, and then in Bengal, in Punjab, everywhere, all sub Bharat, Nam Sankirtan, Ram Nam, Krishna Nam, started. So this, it started 5,000 years ago in a small way, because the Bhagavatam, when Krishna was leaving at the beginning of Kali Yuga, then the sages were doing a yagya, and they said, oh, now Krishna is going. He's a Dharmapati. He's a father of Dharma. He was upholding Dharma, teaching and keeping everything. Now, where will we find Dharma? Where will we find Krishna? Krishne sada mo pagate dharma ginale bisaha. Kalo drisham kalo nasha puranarka donotitaha. He says, where will we find Krishna? Then the sage, Vyasadeva is telling that Krishne sada mo pagate upaga. Agama, upagate. Krishna Swadham. Krishna has ascended. He has gone to his own Dham. Dharma and Gyan are with him and he's taken them. Where will you find Dharma? Where will you find Gyan? Then he says, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam. And what does the Srimad Bhagavatam say? In the first canto, Etad Nirvan Yamanano, it says, Nam Sankirtan. Then in the sixth canto, Nam Sankirtan. And the last verse, of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto, says that in this age of Kali, the supreme religion for everyone is Harinam Sankirtan, and you'll get everything from that. So the Bhagavatam is showing, Krishna left his final teachings in the Bhagavatam, and what's he telling in the Bhagavatam? Do Nam Sankirtan. So bhakti began as a visible, popular movement 500 years ago. So it's new. I mean, in a big way, by all these bhakti avatars. It was preached in the Bhagavatam from 5,000 years ago. And 5,000 years ago, people were still busy, swaha, big puja, yagya, everything. And now even people, they do yagyas and they do sankirtan also. Some, you know, these purohits come to your house, they do swaha, swaha, satyanarayan puja on Saturday, and different pujas. Then they end it. Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govind. And then everyone's very happy. But when the yagya is going on and swaha, all the ladies are sleeping, all the men are sleeping, all the kids are making noise and running around. This is swaha, swaha, swaha. And no one is paying attention. No one has any attraction. No one has any focus. But then when he sings, Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Mero Radha Ramana Giridhari, like this, then